This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. We got a lot to talk about. A couple of the rules of engagement if you want to interact with the program. They're pretty easy. I think even you can figure it out. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. So if you want to send me a text message on your message app, the number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, and you can tell me anything, TMA, or ask me anything, AMA. And then if you want to engage on social media, probably the best place to do that is on X, formerly Twitter. And my handle on X is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So go give me a follow right now. In fact, I'm just about to reach 22,000 followers. So help me get over that ledge today. I do appreciate it. So now let's get started because I've been troubled all week. Of course, I'm pretty much troubled the entire time. I have a very troubled brain, but as I've watched the political news, the economic news, the social cultural news, the whole gamut of the news that we consume. I've said this, I probably said it on this program too, but I really do believe that we live in a world of stupidity. And I could spend hours dissecting why I think so many people are stupid. And society as a whole seems to be disintegrating. And I ask this question, and I'll ask you the same question I ask my local audience. Is there more stupidity going on, or is the, say, per capita amount of stupidity the same? It's just that, you know, 24/7 cable news channels, the networks, social media, the fact that we can get news from all over the world instantaneously, is it just that now we're exposed to more of the stupidity, or is it a combination of both? That there really is more stupidity, and we're exposed to more of the stupidity. One of the things that has really bothered me, has made me start thinking about this, I've been batching it all week. My wife's been out of town. And, of course, you know, I'm a wild and crazy guy. Most of you probably don't get that reference, but if you're old enough, you get that old Saturday Night Live reference of Steve Martin and I forget who maybe it was Dan Aykroyd. They were the two wild and crazy guys. And they were always out, you know, they were always out cruising for chicks and they were always out partying and they were really cool. You know, they had their bell bottoms on and everything. Well, that's not me. What I tend to do is I tend to find one or two friends and say, hey, let's go have a really nice dinner somewhere. And then I go home and I find a movie, or I start going down the rabbit hole on my computer. And I've been going down the rabbit hole a lot. And I've been discovering some things that are really troubling. Not that I don't, I'm obviously aware of these things, but when you watch it, for example, and I don't remember the name of the account, but on X, there are a couple accounts where all they do, for example, we have one in Denver, which is a great account. I fully support this account. There's a little bit of controversy going on with this account, but the name of the account on X is Do Better Denver. So there's a shout out nationwide to all 350 affiliates that if you want to follow an account that shows how bad, and I'm sure there's one in San Francisco or LA, someplace that does the same thing, but in Denver, Do Better Denver. Do Better, and then DNVR. It's a crowdsourcing of all of the homeless, drug, and criminal activities going on within the city, county, and Denver, you know, from where I broadcast. And a local newspaper and a reporter outed a couple of contributors to this account. Not the owners of the account, but some people. For example, I have sent them photographs. I've been downtown, or I've been somewhere, and I've seen some, you know, drug-addled person asleep on the side of the street with their butt crack showing, and I've taken a photograph, and I've sent it to them. And it's just, in fact, you can see that on X, too, if you're interested. You can see that on my account. So there are accounts like that, but they're even worse. They'll find groups of people that are engaged in fights, or that are, you know, that collect street videos of people beating up strangers, or, you know, attacks, muggings, everything. And when you watch a lot of that, you realize, holy crap, we kind of live in, if you put your blinders on, you can think to yourself, we live in a third world country. Because, and I think part of that, and I refuse to go down this rabbit hole, but I think a part of that is twofold. I think, one, the social safety net that we've created in this country is way too extravagant. There is, there soon will be, but there currently is no work requirement. So you don't have to do squat. You can just sit around and you can, you know, get part of your housing paid for. You can, with your SNAP benefits, you can go buy your groceries, and you don't even have to buy anything nutritious. You can buy a bunch of junk food for that matter. And so there's no incentive to get up off your butt and go work. Then you compile that, or you combine that, not compile it. You combine that with the horrific education system that we have in this country. And I know before, if you're a teacher or you're involved in public education, before you start, you know, switching the dial or screaming at me or sending me an at, or, you know, sending me a nasty text message, I recognize that there are pockets everywhere of really high quality public education. But you know what? You're outnumbered. Be realistic. You are outnumbered. If you're a teacher or a counselor, you're outnumbered. And that's unfortunate, because And it's not just urban areas versus rural areas. It can be anywhere. And so we've created over the past, you know, several generations, a group of people who don't understand economics, that don't understand the Constitution, don't understand our form of government, don't understand our culture, don't understand anything. And then you combine that with there's no incentive to work. It leads to stupid people. And I want to give an example of one of those stupid people. To show you, and this is a female. I have no idea how old she is, but she looks to be, I'm saying, somewhere, you know, I'm a horrible judge of someone's age, but I'm saying she's somewhere between the ages of 25 and 35.
So I quit my job because I can't take care of my basic needs and work 40 hours a week at the same time.
I can't take care of my basic needs and work 40 hours a week at the same time.
It's really hard to say this out loud and put it online, but I know that I'm not the only person going through this. I've almost been fired from every job that I've ever had, and it's not because I'm not smart. I actually tend to overperform in the beginning. It's just that after some time, I inevitably burn out once I wake up one day and realize that I haven't taken a shower in like 3 weeks.
Have you ever gone 3 weeks without taking a shower and woke up one day and realized, oh, holy crap, I stink? Have you ever done that? Because if you are, if you have, and I'm not talking about, you know, maybe you're out on, you know, you're in active duty or so you're out in, you know, some third world crap hole country, you know, working. I'm not talking about that. Or I'm not talking about, you know, maybe you're on an offshore oil drilling rig and you just haven't had time to shower because the well's really busy and stuff. No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just your everyday average American that just, you know, woke up one day and realized, oh, crap, it's been 3 weeks since I took a shower.
It's really frustrating because I know that I'm an intelligent person.
It's really frustrating. I can't seem to take care of myself and maintain a 40-hour week, but I think I'm smart, but I seem to be losing jobs all the time. Oh, wow. And you don't think we're surrounded by stupid people? Now, I want you to hear the rest of this when we get back, but I want to take a break right now because I want to swerve into some economics that I think will show you, because I've read through portions of a book that I would highly recommend, that dispel some of the myths that we have about free markets. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Texting any message or question you have to 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in experience and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I don't know why you've tuned in, but I'm really glad that you have. Yeah, I really am glad that you've done that. I've got I have a friend up in Alaska who is listening in right now. He's packing to come down to the lower 48, coming to Colorado. So he just sent me a text message, and I just wanted to make sure that he knew that I very much appreciated the warning so that I can make sure I'm out of town when he finally arrives. So let's go back and let's finish this woman. Well, not finish the woman, let's finish listening to her. Because I think this represents, now I don't know whether it's 30%, 40%, 50%, 80% or 90%. I don't know. And again, I don't know, I'm just guessing her age to be between the ages of 25 and 35. She's certainly older than, she's at least 25. And I certainly don't think she's over the age of 35, which is why I think that's my age range. I give her a 10 year span of age. But she wakes up after 3 weeks and realizes that she hasn't taken a shower, and she just does not have the ability to somehow take care of her own needs, whatever the hell that means, and maintain a full-time job, a 40-hour week job.
It's a form of self-sabotage to honestly be putting so much energy into these executive functioning skills at work and not have anything left to give myself. It's like I would deadass wake up at 5 a.m., pace back and forth, start working at 7, finish work at 6, eat, sleep for dinner, and then crawl in bed at 8 o'clock. And it's like a part of me does feel insane by quitting on the verge of a recession, but it's like if I actually want to build a future for myself and get there in one piece, taking care of myself has to become my full-time job.
Taking care of myself has to become my full-time job. You can do that in work. I think, you know, for being, you know, okay, boomer. I get it. Okay, boomer. You know, for an okay boomer, I'd say I'm a little more than okay. I take care of myself. And I work 6 days a week. And many people think, oh, like, all you do is just yak on the radio. Yeah, you don't understand how much time, effort, and energy goes in to putting content together to do 23 hours of radio a week. By the way, 23 hours of radio where I don't take phone calls. No, I want to tell you there's so much to tell you and so much to give you to think about that. No, we don't do phone calls in either one of these programs. There's all sorts of ways you can communicate with me besides the old rotary dial telephone.
I was not born to raise shareholder value. I'm actually meant to live a life, and I need to learn how to be a person in order to do that. So,
okay. All right, sweetheart. There you go. I think that kind of personifies the stupid world that we live in. You may know people like this. You may work with people like this. You know, depending on your age, you may have, you know, a child. You may have an adult child like this. I don't know. But it scares the hell out of me for the future of this republic. Because how can we survive? You know, when the video stops, she kind of does that little, you know, how, you know, people will, you know, kind of bury their head in pull their shoulder up and bury their head over into their shoulder and then kind of look at you with those, you know, those baby dark eyes and just kind of smile at you like, see, don't you really care about me? And I'm thinking, I want to choke you to death right now is what I want to do. Don't give me those dark, sweet eyes. No. I want to slap you into some seriousness. I want to slap you into reality. No, not physically. Don't go crazy about that. But that's where we are. So let's think about But let's get into some of these myths. Because I think she is a victim of these myths. And I think she personifies the myths that are pervasive in the country about economics in particular, but I could go down the rabbit hole of politics or the culture or anything else. You know, Julian Simon once said that false bad news is a very real social pollution and a dangerous one. That isn't just about, you know, say misleading headlines or the sensationalism. Or for that matter, my point about social media that am I seeing more stupidity or is there more stupidity or is there just a combination of both? Either way, it's a danger that shapes our society. It shapes our public policies. And it shapes actually, think about that girl. It shapes our very sense of what's possible. Here she, in her myopic view of the world, she thinks she has a binary choice, and that choice is either take care of myself or work full time. I work full time and take care of myself, and I pretty much have, because I got married at a very young age, had children at a very young age. In fact, I had a child when I was going through law school. So I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I kind of know what it's like to work your ass off, raise a family, and try to keep everything together. And then, you know, I heard Judge Janine Pirro, who's become the new U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. You know, she's a former prosecutor, and she's a former state judge in Westchester County, New York. She's now, and it's now been confirmed by the Senate, she is now the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. I heard an interview recently where she talked about, holy crap, I've never worked so hard in my life. Because when you're at that level of government, for example, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, it was now slightly different than being the U.S. Attorney, but not much. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. I carry two cell phones. I never knew when the president was going to call me. I never knew when a disaster was going to occur. I never knew when something was happening in another part of the world that affected us, that I would get a call from somebody at the CIA or the NSA that said, hey, listen, you need to be aware that something's happening always, you know, overseas, so we're kind of going up on alert here in this country, and you need to be aware of it in case you have to respond. That happened all the time. All of the time. Now, that's not to say that the bureaucrats work that way. But that's certainly the way that many of the political appointees work. But I want us to stop and think about free markets, because this woman is saying, the woman that you just heard, is basically saying that the free market doesn't allow her to take care of herself and work full time. Well, the reality is actually simple, and I think the reality is enduring and has been for centuries. And that is that free markets actually do work. Now, the challenge right now is that so many people, I think including her, kind of doubt that truth. And that doubt is not a minor inconvenience. As much as I may mock that woman and laugh at her, she has a very serious problem, and she personifies a very serious problem. And in fact, her attitude is the soil in which all of these myths start to grow. Myths that drive misguided policies and ultimately make everybody poorer for it. I'll explain next. This weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention. Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining me. Appreciate you tuning in. You know, I was just talking to Michael out in Los Angeles during the break, and probably as good a time as any to remind you that if you like what we do on the weekend program, well, guess what? You can listen to the weekday program also, because I do a morning drive program out of Denver Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. So if you're using the iHeart app, which so many people are now, if you're using the iHeart app to listen to this, and even if you're not, you can still do it, because you can listen on your computer or other ways too. Just search for a station in Denver called 630 KHOW. 630 KHOW. And from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, I pretty much do this program 5 days a week. So if you like what we do here, go over there, or you can on your podcast app, you can download the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown, once you find that, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review, because that helps us beat the algorithm in terms of, you know, visibility. And then you get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Technology is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I know many of you have done that, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you doing it. So let's go back to the woman. So she is really conflicted because she wants to take care of herself. She says she's really smart. She has all these executive functions. She's at work by 7 a.m. She doesn't go home until 6 p.m. And when I heard that, I wanted to say, well, welcome to the real world sometimes. But, you know, I'm trying to be nice to her. And then I'm thinking, but maybe you personify someone who has been sucked into these myths that I want to talk about. There's a book out that it's kind of dense, and I don't mean dense in a negative way. I mean, it's just kind of a heavy reading. But former Congressman Phil Gramm, and now an economist, and Donald Boudreau have written a book called The Triumph of Economic Freedom. The Triumph of Economic Freedom. And I'd encourage you to go read it, because that's kind of the basis of what I want to talk about now, are some of these myths that they address in that book. So let's spend some time pulling back the curtain on seven myths, pardon me, that I think are deeply mistaken myths that continue to guide government policy. Let's face the facts. Myths persist because people believe myths. I take that statement very, very personally. I would phrase it this way. Myths, narratives, beliefs, all kind of part of the same genre. There are so many narratives about me personally that have been established over the past 20 years. And those myths, those narratives, some are true, some are false, some are like, where the hell did that come from? It has no basis in reality whatsoever. But those get fixed in people's minds. And once they get fixed in your mind, I don't care how much data I throw at you. I don't care how many affidavits or how much testimony or how many, you know, actual reports that I give you or congressional testimony or whatever it is that might prove your myth about me to be untrue. The myth becomes embedded and it becomes very hard to dislodge. Now, we're all susceptible to it, including myself. People believe myths, and myths persist because people believe in them. It's a cycle. For example, people believe that the New Deal ended the Great Depression. Oh, FDR. I could go to my 94-year-old mother right now and say, Mom, what ended the Great Depression because she was a Depression era baby. What was the end of that? Well, it was it was FDR. People believe that free markets caused the Great Recession of 2008. Some people believe that the Industrial Revolution increased poverty, much like they believe that artificial intelligence is going to increase poverty, or that free trade has stripped us bare, that we have no manufacturing, that we don't produce anything. And that's an example of a myth that is partly true, partly false. Have we lost a lot of our industrial base? Absolutely. But when you think about how, you know, you think about the Industrial Revolution going from agricultural-based economy to an industrial-based economy. Did that disrupt and displace things? Of course. But guess what? We're all still eating. It's just that now our food comes, yes, from farmers and ranchers in this country. But it also, a free market enables me to have fresh raspberries that come from Chile 12 months out of the year. And I promise you, you cannot grow raspberries 12 months out of the year in the United States of America. You can for certain months of the year, but you can't 12 months. But yet I can get fresh raspberries 12 months out of the year. So free trade has not stripped us bare. Now, the other point I'd make about these myths is that they're not trivial. Because these myths shape the very expansion of government that over here, those of us on the right, maybe even some on the left side of the political spectrum, but most of us on the right side of the political spectrum worry about. If you believe, for example, as a lot of conservatives do, that this expansion has often done more harm than good, then that matters a great deal that so much of that is built on shaky ground. Now, it might feel uncomfortable, especially for those who champion liberty, to say that people's beliefs can be socially harmful. After all, we rightly recoil at any attempt to silence dissent, whether it's on climate change that we talk about, I may, in fact, talk about that today, or it happens to be, you know, whether or not the Texas legislature has the power or the authority to redistrict, you know, mid-census. Yeah, guess what? Yeah, we do. You may not like it, and you may think it's wrong, and just because it's legal doesn't necessarily make it right, but it is legal, and they can do it. And, in fact, it's something that we ought to be talking about, and I'm glad we are talking about it. But make no mistake, when bad or false information flourishes, a democratic constitutional republic like ours suffers. And why is that? It's because public opinion drives public policy. Now, to a certain degree, policymakers drive public opinion. And I think Donald Trump is a master at that. He takes something, for example, that you could take, let's just take the census, for example. And we'll get into this in more detail later. But when Trump posted to Truth Social and to X that he wants the Commerce Department to do a new census and not count illegal aliens in this country, what did he do? He started to drive political and public opinion. He brought that debate to the forefront. Now, kind of underneath all of the other stuff going on in the world, we kind of on the peripheral edges talked about and have thought about the idea that if you're not in the country legally, then why should we count you in a census that is going to apportion 435 members of Congress among the 50 states? Because you can't vote, or at least you shouldn't be voting, so why should we count you? Now, if we want to count just how many people are physically in all 50 states at any given, you know, period of time, say the month of October of 2030, well, then that's fine. But why not do another census right now? Because the Constitution just says that Congress shall do one every 10 years. It doesn't prohibit Congress, or for that matter, the executive branch, from doing any other number of census if they want to. So while bad information flourishes and our republic suffers from that, And that's because public opinion drives public policy. Also, oftentimes, public officials can drive what we think or what becomes an issue about public policy. When people critique, say, the infamous Global 2000 study, that report filled with all this eco-doomsday, which predicted all this growing poverty and hunger by the millennium, Simon was one of the few that actually rejected those forecasts because he showed that resources would not become scarce, that people would not become poorer, and he was right. Listen closely. Between 1980 and 2000, as the population soared from 4.5 to more than 6 billion, humanity experienced a correlative 9% drop in extreme poverty, a 43% decline in death rates from malnutrition. Harvests of rice and wheat jumped more than 40%, and life expectancy rose by 6 years. All of this, why that Global 2000 study kept predicting all the doom, and they were wringing their hands, gnashing their teeth, and saying, oh, we're going to enter an era of shortage, an era of famine. And exactly just the opposite happened. Yet the tragedy is not just in the falsehood of those predictions, it's in the consequences, the policies. And I'll explain that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Use the keyword MICHAEL. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
Your child is 18, and suddenly you no longer have legal access to their medical info, even in an emergency. No health decisions, no financial help, nothing, unless you plan ahead. That's why Trust and Will created the Young Adult Plan. It includes HIPAA authorization, healthcare directives, and power of attorney. Everything your child needs to stay protected and stay connected. Go to trustandwill.com and get your Young Adult Plan for just $69, because turning 18 shouldn't mean cutting parents out of the picture. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
And to make it even, to fine-tune that even more, deliberately misleading public education, where, and I won't even use the word Marxist, but let's say where liberal teachers or ill-informed or ignorant teachers don't know how or don't teach history completely, they pick and choose the history. Because if you're teaching that the Industrial Revolution impoverished workers because it displaced workers, which it did, that is factually correct. When we went from an agricultural economy to an industrial economy, workers got displaced. But it didn't impoverish workers. Actually, what happened was it unleashed the great enrichment period. And real wages in America went up. They went up by 189% between the years 1865 and 1915. Now, you want to tell me that workers were displaced? I'll say yes, they were. But if you want to make the narrative or you have the belief that the Industrial Revolution impoverished workers, you're and it's probably what you've been taught. But when you look at the data, real wages in this country increased by almost 200% in that 50-year period between the end of the Civil War and 1915. I would just be curious how many of you have ever even heard that statistic. The progressive era reforms were often pushed by dominant firms or vengeful politicians, not desperate workers or consumers. We had regulation of oil, railroads, and meatpacking, often protected established interests. Okay, but didn't some good come of that? Don't you really want meatpacking plants regulated? Look, I'm a libertarian slash conservative. I want as minimal government as I can possibly get. But the government that I do get, I want it to be effective, and I want it to be worthwhile. By that I mean, yeah, I want meatpacking plants inspected. I want my USDA whatever grade to be inspected, and I want it to be what they say it is, and I want it to be done in a sanitary facility. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be libertarian and still maintain that there needs to be a certain level of government to keep us functioning as a society. Another myth, the Great Depression became so catastrophic, not because of free markets, but instead because of the Federal Reserve's blunders and the disastrous interventions by Hoover and Roosevelt. Recovery from the Great Depression only took off when government controls were peeled back after World War II. Many people refuse to believe that. It wasn't Federal Reserve blunders. Yes, were there? Absolutely. Were there disastrous interventions by both Hoover and Roosevelt? Absolutely. But the recovery from the Great Depression really took off when government controls got peeled back after World War II. And far from being hollowed out, American manufacturing right now is stronger than ever. Now, less of our workforce is actually on a factory floor, just as in every rich nation in the entire world. But output has hit historic highs. Fewer workers, greater productivity. So, yes, people are being displaced, and I think AI will do exactly the same thing. But AI will create different kinds of jobs. And, in fact, at least for a certain period of time, the trades will flourish like crazy. Because as you take a, 50 square mile of rural America and turn it into an AI data center, you're going to have to build roads, bridges, highways. You're going to expand the power grid. You're going to put in plumbing, electrical lines. You're going to have all sorts of maintenance workers. And then you're going to have the high technicians that work inside those data centers. You're going to have cooling. You're going to have air conditioning, water. You're going to have everything for those data centers to operate. The trades will flourish. Other people might lose their jobs. Medical record keeping is one that comes to my mind. Might become more efficient as doctors learn to use AI to, track, my medical history, for example. So far from being hollowed out, American manufacturing is actually stronger than ever. You take a company like Apple. And their announcement that, they're actually going to put $600 billion into Corning and some others to manufacture the glass that goes onto your iPad or your watch or your iPhone or whatever. Yes, it'll be manufactured in this country. But it might not be assembled in this country. Your watch or your iPhone, your iPad, your MacBook Pro will be, it'll be assembled in not necessarily communist China, but maybe India or Vietnam. Allies, people that we actually do trade with, and don't try to steal all of our intellectual property. So those changes are naturally occurring. But our belief in, oh my gosh, it took all these government programs to end the Great Depression. No, not at all. Not at all. Beliefs that get embedded. There's still a couple of others. So let's go through a couple more before we switch topics. So stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comments you have to 331-33103, keyword Michael Michael.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-8255. 800-427-5991.
800-427-5991.
Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's promised law enforcement surge in Washington, D.C. did not materialize on schedule last night. The streets were bustling with revelers, but still no visible increase in law enforcement. The president has announced a security lockdown starting at midnight last night. It's going to last for about a week. He says there's simply too much crime on the streets in the nation's capital. The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James. Here's correspondent John Scott.
It's part of an investigation into whether James violated President Trump's civil rights. The subpoenas reportedly seek records related to a lawsuit James filed against the president over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. On the condition of anonymity, a source confirms the subpoenas are related to a civil rights investigation. James' office says it stands behind its litigation. John Scott reporting.
Police say a suspected shooter and a police officer are both dead after law enforcement responded to an active shooter near the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at Emory University. Economist Stephen Moore is glad President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
We need to get somebody in there who's a professional who can give us good numbers, and so she deserved to be out, and we'll see who comes into that. I also think, by the way, that Jerome Powell has to go, too. He's been incompetent as well.
And economist Stephen Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the war against Hamas has taken a big toll on Israel's military.
The army's exhausted. Hamas has been fighting now for over 500 days, these reservists. They are emotionally traumatized, physically spent.
And Oren told the Salem Radio Network many Israelis have grown tired of the ongoing war in Gaza. More from townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says under President Trump's leadership, the U.S. will build more ships and will also extend the life of some of its current fleet.
The Zumo class, and I think we have LCS. I think over Portsmouth across the harbor from Bath Iron Works, we're going to see some L.A. class subs and some Virginia class subs get ship life extensions. Rather than just retirement after 20 or 30 years, extend their life another 10 or 20 years. So I think in this term, we're going to up the ship count pretty dramatically.
O'Brien was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Nagasaki has marked the 80th anniversary of the U.S. atomic attack on the southern city in Japan.
Survivors are determined to make their hometown the last place on Earth ever to be hit by a nuclear bomb. About 2,600 people attended a memorial event today at Nagasaki Peace Park. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Far more beachgoers than usual have been getting an unexpected shock this summer as jellyfish numbers bloom along the Delaware coast. Many beach patrol captains, like this man, say they're seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings in recent memory.
This year we have started to keep track of the data, where in the past, you know, we didn't, because we had maybe five stings from total from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and now we've had 92 stings just in one day.
Retired marine biologist Giselle Mueller-Parker says the jellyfish bloom may be rising in coming years as well.
We can't ignore an event like this and say, oh, it's just a one-time event. The polyps resulting from this jellyfish bloom will make more jellyfish next year, if the conditions are right.
And among the varieties said to be stinging swimmers, lion's manes, sea nettles, and moon jellyfish. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. PokeTheHornet'sNest.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
I actually want to build a future for myself and get there in one piece. Taking care of myself has to become my full-time job. I was not born to raise shareholder value. I'm actually meant to live a life, and I need to learn how to be a person in order to do that. So
there we are. And that's, depending on your age, look over your shoulder. That's what's behind you. Depending on your age, look around you. That's what's around you. And if you're young enough, look in front of you. Yeah. The country can't survive if that's the future citizen. Now, I know that's a minute and 29 seconds, minus the 2 seconds I dropped for the F-bomb. And I know that she doesn't necessarily represent everybody, but I think she represents a lot of people. And she's bought into these myths. And so somehow, I mean, if you could talk to her, I mean, if I could talk to her, I want you to think about what you would ask if you could talk to her. I would ask, so what are you looking for? What are you trying to do? And have you, I mean, if you want to get really granular, if you want to get really into the nitty gritty, so you go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning and you don't leave till 6 or 7, what are you doing in the meantime? Because are you at your desk? Are you on the manufacturing line? Are you in a production studio? Are you something where you don't stop for those 12 hours? Or are you doing some other stuff? Did you have a 2-hour lunch? How much time do you spend on social media on your computer? Have you talked to management about, is there a way to do this more effectively? Is there a way for me to be more efficient? In any number of things that I would try to counsel her about, you know, if I were a career counselor. And then if I was a psychologist, well, self-care, what do you mean self-care? She looks well taken care of, and by that I mean physically. She is decently dressed. She doesn't seem to, based on what I barely see of her apartment, which is not of much of an angle, it seems to be, you know, she's not living in a tent out on the street somewhere. She's not living in her car. So what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Well, I think that she's fallen victim to the idea that, you know, working hard is, maybe that's not the principle by which we live by anymore. I think I'm one that believes that there's dignity in work. That, you know, whatever you believe in terms of a greater power, in my case, God, that he really does want us to work and be productive, not just sit around our butts all day and not do anything. I think she's a victim of an educational system, victim of a public policy system, victim of a narrative that's been embedded in her brain that free markets don't work for her and that she can't do both, take care of herself and engage in a free market. So we started going through these myths that I think have been pounded into people's brains. And if they haven't been pounded into people's brains, it's not that they've been told the truth. It's that they haven't been told anything about how an economy works, how you end up with, how does she end up with the nice things that she has? And do you need the $1,000 dress? Or could you go to Kohl's and get by with the $29.95 dress? You see, I think she's been subjected to marketing, advertising, a culture that believes that it's only that when you are at a certain level are you successful. Or only when you have the ability to acquire certain things are you successful. And I just simply think that's a false narrative. The Great Depression, for example, became so catastrophic, not because of free markets, but because of the blunders of the Federal Reserve, interventions by the Hoover administration and the Roosevelt administration. And as I said in the last segment, it was only when government controls were peeled back after World War II that the economy began to soar. So far from being hollowed out, American manufacturing is stronger than ever, and output has hit historic highs. And that's because of efficiencies and the hardworking people that are engaged in that productivity. I would bet that if you ask her about income inequality, she would say, yes, that's why I can't have both self-care. I can't take care of myself and do a job. Well, income inequality is not as dire as the official numbers that you keep hearing on the cable news channels might suggest. Our system of taxes and the system of the redistribution of those taxes, the redistribution of your wealth and my wealth, those transfer payments, means that real inequality is lower, and actually it's falling a little bit. And poverty is overstated. When transfer payments are counted, Americans' rate of poverty plummets from about 11.5% to 2.5%. The poor people in America are actually better off than many Europeans. So here's an irony that every defender of truth knows. It takes more care, more words, more thought to debunk the false bad news that she's being consumed by than it does to spread it. The doomsayers are always on offense, always ready with a darker tale. But if you're defending reality, we're constantly on defense, tasked with, explaining all the nuance. Countering that, yes, poverty remains, some factories close, pollution is existent, even as most things are getting better. But we have no perspective whatsoever. And I think perspective is one of the strongest human influences on the entire ecosystem that we live in. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. If you like what we do during the weekend, you might enjoy the weekday program too. So go subscribe to the podcast. It's The Situation with Michael Brown. That's what you search for in your podcast app. When you find that, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review so we can get higher in the ratings, and you can get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. 8320, paid for by Power Sales University.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Sorry for the slight hesitation. Michael and I were talking about, you know, how I organize all my show prep. And I flipped through, as I was just flipping through stuff, I was on the text line. These text messages are fascinating. Gubernator number 5554. It's a good number. If she works from 7 to 6, a 40-hour week is less than 4 days. Having 3 days off every week, her hygiene skills really suck to go 3 weeks without a shower. I'm leaning towards there being more stupid people out there these days. Yeah, I think you're right. And I hadn't thought about it in terms of a 40-hour week and 7 to 6 and how many days of the week is she actually working. Or this one, 1915. I'm 75 and a half years old. I was an accountant for 30 years. After I retired, I got antsy. So, which is why I don't want to retire, because I don't want to get antsy, because I'm already antsy. After I retired, I got antsy. So 16 years ago, I decided to be a nanny. I work for several families here in Douglas County. This is in Colorado. My average work week is 45 to 55 hours. Wow, you're putting it in. I get up early and walk 3 miles before work when the weather is good. When it's not good, I go to the gym. I've got a wonderful life. I take a 2-week cruise every April. It's all attitude. Amen. Or 1713 writes, Michael, she's a product of our modern globalist education system. Let's see, 9823 writes, I'm a boomer, so that's my perspective. I was a stay-at-home mom for most of my years. I entered the workforce for a few years when it became financially necessary to help my family. This may be a sexist thing, but I think women were meant to stay at home and take care of themselves and their family. I believe that's the way that God created us. Society does not agree with me. I would say you are in the minority right now. Yeah, you probably are in the minority. But so what? For everybody, just do their thing. As long, you know, there's so many different ways to measure productivity. Mothers raising children? A hell of a job. Really? Taking care of rugrats? Holy crap. Or for that matter, being a teacher in public education today. There was a story that broke in Colorado this week. Somebody did a study about how many teachers are physically attacked. And the number was, I don't remember what the number was, but it was astounding. Absolutely astounding. But that's the way things are going. As I said, the irony that every defender of truth knows in that last segment is that it does take more care, more words, more thought to debunk the false bad ideas than it does to spread the bad ideas. And I think she's been subject to the spreading of the bad ideas. You know, those that the advocates of free markets, we don't call for smashing the system or storming the barricades. I want people to read, to reflect, to remember what the founders taught. It's not the slogan that's going to stir your blood and get you motivated. It's the truth that makes progress possible. And despite all of this, skepticism about free markets endures. Friedrich Hayek saw that humans are wired for tribe and zero-sum thinking. Commercial society is still new on the grand stage of history. So is there any good news at all in any of this, in any of these myths that I've talked about? Yes, the advantage remains on our side because the markets do work across the world. Whenever countries have adopted market reforms, wealth has grown. Billions of lives have improved. But why do the myths persist? Go back to Simon's commentary about the Global 2000 study, about how, oh, we were entering an era of, you know, despair. Well, the bracing answer is the myths persist because who is there to stop them? In a free society, no one, nor should anyone, be a censor. But fact checkers, journalists, they don't make a dent. And in fact, I would make the argument that fact checkers, as we generally have come to know fact checkers, and journalists, and I know I'm making a generalization here, tend to be what? Left to center. They tend to lean toward a, you know, Zofran Mondani and, with the socialist ideas that he espouses. Why is that? That gets back to my theory that I've advocated for decades now, and that is that we have abdicated our compassion that we should have as individuals for our fellow man to the government. We don't want to individually be responsible for helping somebody else. Even if that's indirectly through a church or a synagogue or a, you know, a charitable organization that you might contribute to. No, we don't want to do any of that. We just want the government to go take care of it. And that's because, well, you go back to FDR and ever since the New Deal, you actually go back to Woodrow Wilson, ever since Woodrow Wilson, all the progressivism that has led to the virtually Marxist society that we live in today is because we've abdicated that responsibility of personal charity to not churches, not synagogues, not charitable organizations, but to the government. Milton Friedman. When crisis comes, quote, the actions that are taken depend on the ideas that are lying around. Lying around? All who defend economic freedom will ensure that some good ideas remain lying around, just ready for their moment, no matter how late the wisdom is in coming. Milton Friedman, long time ago, whether it's iPencil or when he crushed the man that had three questions about how, you know, government workers, you know, they get a salary even though it's taken, you know, 40%, it's taken out of our paychecks or whatever your tax bracket is. It's taken out of your paycheck. It's given to those bureaucrats. And that administrative state still has to buy groceries and cars and houses and everything else and clothes and everything. So, you know, why not just, you know, well, Milton Friedman just buried that in the, well, go find the video. It's on the Free to Choose Network about crushing those ideas. I want to crush those myths because I think we've lost the perspective of where we've come from. Now, are things perfect? No. And in fact, there are some things that I think are, we're still suffering from because of what? Because of COVID. Yeah. Hang tight, because I want to tie this to COVID in terms of what might be ahead of us.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell, founder of Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is complicated, especially when your small business or professional practice is involved. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand that these assets raise unique valuation and allocation issues. For 35 years, we've helped doctors, lawyers, and small business owners navigate divorce with confidence. Call us at Cordell & Cordell. Let me tell you, I understand on a personal level, your business is much more than a job. It's your legacy.
500 Capital Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Reading's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing. When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Reading's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years, then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A summit to talk about the Ukrainian war.
when that was announced, it every once in a while something like that will come about. You know, Trump was adamant that I'm going to solve this on day one. This, and one, I never believed that was going to happen. But two, I do believe him when he says that would not have happened had he won the election in 2020. Because Putin never invaded during the Trump 1.0. But when he saw Biden come into office, he saw a weak link. He saw a window of opportunity. And that's when he invaded. And I'm not surprised by that in the least. Well, Bloomberg is reporting, as of yesterday, that a deal being worked by both the White House and Moscow to end the war in Ukraine apparently is exactly the same deal that Joe Biden and then UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson refused to allow Zelensky to agree to in March of 2022, just a few weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022. Which means that we've had 3.5 years of needless carnage. It is World War I style warfare right now. And Putin has shown himself to be the absolute thug that he is by targeting civilian sites, including hospitals. He is in that regard a terrorist, just as much as Hezbollah, Hamas, or the Houthis are, or the Iranians were at one time. Here are a couple of key excerpts from the Bloomberg story. Putin is demanding that Ukraine cede its entire eastern Donbass region to Russia, as well as Crimea. Now, let me just stop for a moment. Russia invaded Crimea during the Obama administration. They've had that under their control for, what, a decade now? So I don't find that to be an unreasonable demand. Whether you think the original invasion was, well, okay or not okay, I don't think it was okay. But power shifts, countries, you know, dominate, don't dominate. We don't do that anymore, but some countries still do, and Putin is one, and Russia is one of those countries that does. So it's my contention that they illegally annexed Crimea back in, what was it, 2014. Yeah, it's been 11 years now. So, but that was one of the deals. Bloomberg says that would require Ukrainian President Zelensky to order a withdrawal of troops from parts of the Luhansk and Donetsk regions still ahead by Kyiv, handing Russia a victory that its army could not achieve militarily since the start of the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Bloomberg continues, such an outcome would represent a major win for Putin, who has long sought direct negotiations with the United States on terms for ending the war that he started, sidelining Ukraine and its European allies. Zelensky risks being presented with a take-it-or-leave-it deal to accept the loss of Ukrainian territory, while Europe fears it would be left to monitor a ceasefire as Putin rebuilds his forces. Bloomberg finishes. Russia would halt its offensive in the Kherson and the Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine along the current battle lines as part of the deal. They cautioned that the terms and plans of the accord were still in flux and could still change. I want to be clear about something. I did some digging yesterday afternoon, and this is exactly, precisely, what Zelensky and Putin were prepared to agree to in March 2022. But instead of allowing that settlement to kind of go forward, the United States and NATO have spent the last 3.5 years actually waging horrifically deadly and costly proxy war with Russia. And in so doing, we have sent millions of people to death and millions of more to become refugees. More times than I can count, I've talked about the compromise to end this thing has, it, at least in my limited view, been pretty transparently obvious since it began. Because the regions in question have been Russian territory throughout much of the history of the world. That's why the populations in those territories are indeed overwhelmingly Russian. Now, those lands have always been what this war was about, and I think anybody who paid any attention to it knew that that's exactly what it was. Putin has always been upset about the fall of the old Soviet Union. And Putin wants his legacy to be that maybe he can't reestablish the old Soviet Union, which I don't think he has any ability to do that. But to take regions that were part of the Russian Federation and reclaim those? Look, I still think, do not misunderstand me. I think he was wrong to invade in the first place. But I also live in the real world. Now that he is done, how do we bring it to an end? And I think that's why we have to acknowledge and recognize that what he was... Now, I'm sure he had his sights on all of Ukraine. But I also think that what he really wanted were those parts of those regions that were originally part of the Russian Federation. They speak Russian. The Russian Orthodox Church is the dominant church. That's their ties, their familial ties, their economic ties. Everything is with Russia, not necessarily with Kiev. But how do we get to this point? Because Joe Biden, a lifelong horrible excuse of a human being, you know, when you think about it, I know that's pretty caustic to say that, but Joe Biden is one of those individuals. We all are interested in our own self-interest. But Joe Biden took the human trait of being concerned about your own self-interest to perverted heights. And then Boris Johnson, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he decided to use Ukraine as his own personal battlefield instead. In fact, I think they both decided to use Ukraine as their own battlefield. I can't draw a causal link between Russia, 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 and the Russia hoax, and Boris Johnson and Joe Biden's sitting back and letting Vladimir Putin do the invasion. But part of me says that, one, they were kind of scared of him. Two, they actually believe the Russian hoax. They were afraid and still are, I think, at least on the part of Biden, afraid of the exposure that we're now getting about the Russian hoax. So now fast forward from 2022 to 2025. Now you got Biden and Johnson sitting at, you know, kind of on top of the ash heap of history. And Trump and Putin are apparently on board with this original compromise, at least according to Bloomberg. And Bloomberg says that the only remaining question is whether the warmongers, if you will, in Europe at large, are going to sign off on the compromise. Bloomberg writes further, U.S. and Russian officials are working toward an agreement on territories for a planned summit between Presidents Trump and Putin as early as next week, the people said, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations. The United States is working to get buy-in from Ukraine and our European allies on the deal, which is far from certain, according to those people. Well, I'll explain in the next segment, but expect Trump to make any kind of soulless European ghoul standing in the way of a deal that he or she cannot refuse. Mark Rutte, who is the leader of NATO, famously said just a couple of months ago, Daddy's home, and it's time for the children to start behaving accordingly. So kind of expect the Trump-Putin summit next week to be absolutely lit, and I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line always open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild. Ray at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com. Or reach out via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program this weekend. You know, I'd appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the ratings. And then that will download the weekday program that I do Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 every morning in Mountain Time, plus the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of The Michael Brown Show. So go subscribe right now. For more than 35 years, Armenia and Azerbaijan have been fighting this bitter conflict, and there really has been a lot of suffering. And a lot of people tried to find a resolution. They've been unsuccessful. But Trump steps in, Now, let me just back up. How many of you even knew that there was a 35-year long conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan? Am I right? Hell, while I was vaguely aware of it, I'm a news junkie, and I couldn't have given you all the details about it. Well, now the framework's been set to end it, courtesy of the Art of the Deal author. If you're keeping score, this is now the seventh peace deal that settles long-standing, seemingly intractable conflicts around the world in the first 7 months. That's what he's averaging one a month right now. So he's not just winning for America, he's actually winning for everybody. So now the next big test, obviously, is this meeting between Trump and Putin in Alaska. Fox News reports Trump and Putin will meet next Friday, August 15, for the first in-person meeting between the leaders of the U.S. and Russia since Moscow launched its deadly 2022 invasion of Ukraine. They're expected to meet in Alaska, Trump has said in a post on Truth Social. He wrote, "The highly anticipated meeting between myself as President of the United States of America and President Vladimir Putin of Russia will take place next Friday, August 15, 2025, in the great state of Alaska. Further details to follow. Thank you for your attention to this matter." I love how he's ending everything with, "Thank you for your attention to this matter." Now, I found the location a major point of interest after we've heard that maybe it was going to be Rome, maybe it was going to be Doha in Qatar. All different places were being floated around. But the Alaska idea got kind of centered after White House Special Envoy Steve Witkoff traveled to Moscow to actually meet with Putin. So this is being dealt with at the highest levels, which means that Putin and his national security apparatus, along with Trump and his national security apparatus, are all working together to try to figure out if there's going to be any movement. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if there is no movement out of Alaska, but if there is movement, it probably will be significant. Hungary, Switzerland, Italy, the UAE, everywhere was under consideration. I don't know why Putin shot down some of them, but, I mean, I guess really who cares? Moscow, which has thus far refused to hold any direct meetings with Putin and Zelensky, has not appeared likely that they have any interest at all in a trilateral meeting anytime soon. Because the Kremlin's foreign policy advisor noted this week that the potential for such a meeting was mentioned but not discussed. Now, reports later suggested that Putin might be open to meeting face-to-face with Zelensky, but only if certain conditions are met, although I'm not really sure what those conditions are. So while this is certainly a key, you know, kind of first baby step to reaching a cessation of these hostilities, there's an awful lot of work to be done. Now, I think it should be noted that this change in Putin's posturing comes just a couple of weeks, and I don't know why this didn't get more coverage in the press. It comes just a couple of weeks after Trump decided to put some serious pressure on Putin by approving billions of dollars worth of advanced U.S. weaponry to be used in this NATO proxy war, which is the only thing that's allowed the war to linger for the last 3.5 years. So to me, it seems likely that Trump's now going to have to pressure the Macrons and the Starmers, all these prime ministers in Europe. He's going to have to start pressuring them in the opposite direction. But I don't think anybody should doubt his or Secretary of State Marco Rubio's willingness to do exactly that to stop the carnage. Trump seems to have, and I'd be fascinated if, you know, historians sometimes analyze this, but Trump really has an aversion to the killing. Now, I think he's more than willing to do so to protect our interests. But when he sees things going on in parts of the world that don't directly affect us, but maybe like in the case of Russia, Ukraine certainly affects NATO and our Western European, all of our European allies. I think he sees that carnage and he just becomes enraged by it. And so he's determined to put an end to it. I also think he's kind of pissed off that Putin has every entreaty that he's made toward Putin has been rebuffed and rebuffed. Why? I'll just escalate this even further. So I think at some point we will see secondary sanctions in place on Russia, depending on what happens in Alaska next Friday. The outline of a final deal that's being bandied about as of at least yesterday afternoon, in which Ukraine would indeed cede the Donbass and the Crimea. Well, that's really what Putin wanted all along. And even Zelensky himself was ready to agree to just a few weeks into the start of the war. And now here we are. We've got more than 1 million dead, millions more sentenced to refugee status. So the war seems ironically kind of poised to end on the terms that it could have ended 2 or 3 years ago. So somebody, perhaps many somebodies, ought to be held accountable for being the cause of such human catastrophe if really this war ends on close terms that could have ended the war almost 3 years ago. But I think that's, again, Trump and the art of the deal. Does he care about Eastern and Western Europe? Absolutely. Does he care about NATO? Of course he does. Despite everybody in the media telling you otherwise, the cabal just lies to you about what he thinks about NATO. Does he want him to pay more? Yes. Does he want Russia spreading any closer to Poland? No. Friday's going to be an amazing day. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.